16 away from 9, and she's just pulled over to the side of the road. The federal member for Bendigo, Lisa Chesters, good morning.
Good morning. I do confess I was on my way to get coffee this morning.
Oh, well, you've got to have that nice warm cup of coffee, don't you, to start the day?
Absolutely.
Women's footy, it's taking Australia by storm, and there was an event on Saturday.
Yes, that's right. So we had our Bendigo Thunder, who were hosting the Mount Alexander Cup. So this was on at Castlemaine over the weekend. So we had, and of course our girls played exceptionally well and won both games, both the seniors and the reserves. But it just goes to show just the love that people have for women's footy. It's a fast game. It's a, like, there's a lot of skill involved. And it was a special one for me because we actually had, for the first time ever, the Lisa Chesters medal for best player on field. So that's pretty awesome.
So is that going to continue, or is it that just a one-off, the Lisa Chesters medal?
It's going to continue, but what I'm hoping to do is use it to showcase and highlight why we need to invest more in sporting infrastructure. It's just awesome that so many football netball clubs are having women's teams, but they need some help to make sure they've got suitable change rooms. They need some help to make sure that they've got the coaching staff trained with the right skills and qualifications. So what we're trying to do is get our state and federal government to work together with local government to help fix up those change rooms.
And is that working at the moment? Are we all talking to each other, or is there a lot of negativity towards things?
Interest around women's footy, so we're trying to make it bipartisan and get everybody together. The state government has already put a chunk of money on the table that clubs can apply for, and what the challenge is for the federal government is match it. Get on board, let's help more clubs have the right training rooms and facilities, really practical things for women so that they can play. It's half time, you run off the field. A traditional male, you know, change rooms only has one stall. Well, that doesn't really work for women's players. Yeah. So that's what we've got to see changed.
And there's some mobile offices in small towns, and sometimes we forget about the smaller towns, and they shouldn't be forgotten about, should they?
That's right. So I've always had a tradition of listening posts, where people can come up and chat to me and sort of getting outside the office and doing that. But our mobile offices, particularly in the winter months, they allow people in the smaller towns when I'm there to make an appointment like they would the Bendigo office. So today I'm in Lanakuri and Morong. I'll be out in Newstead soon, as well as Malden. Last week, Macedon. So it's just a really easy way for people to raise an issue with their local federal member.
And if you have any questions, just make inquiries with Lisa Chester's office. Lisa Chester, the federal member for Bendigo, thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy your cup of coffee.
Good to catch up, and I'm sure I will.
The Gold Central Victoria, it's 13 to 9.